I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back, Yardless. The Grillin' Guys. Thanks for the ride, man. We were all over on that one, but
I'll take the blame.
Bob's
for that.
History lessons. You enjoyed it. I mean,
sorry. The older you get, the more you like to reminisce.
Right.
You should go to deer camp.
I've sat here with you for many of those years as you got older. I'm painfully aware of that.
Yeah. Well, at least I can remember stuff.
Right. That's good. That's a good thing. Right. So last segment here, and I want to talk about the rest of the bird. This is the hardest piece of chicken to grill for me is a skinless, boneless chicken breast. They are, to me, everybody thinks they're the best cut on the bird. To me, they're okay. And I work my tail off not to dry them out, and then you still get some of it dried up.
Well, that's an invention, too, isn't it? I mean, do you remember, again, talking, I hate to diss my dad so much, but it's what mom did.
Hang on, put your seatbelt on. We're going back in history again.
Well, isn't it your mom that taught you most of what you know about food?
Yeah.
Did your dad grill for you?
No.
No?
No, my dad never got anywhere near the kitchen.
My dad bought my mom a grill.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. I'll never forget having a gas grill and watching my mom on it.
Well, Conrad did that for his wife, too. So.
Well, Conrad brought up something really interesting about his wife. You want to throw her under the bus?
Yeah, sure. She's at a scrapbooking weekend.
She's way out of signal zone.
That's all.
She doesn't podcast either.
Yeah. So it's just that she always overcooks our chicken. You know, it's always chewy. It's always dry.
What's the typical cut? Does she do a whole bird?
No, that would be breasts.
It'd be breasts. Yeah. Are they skin on?
No.
See, and that's back to that thing. That's an invention. I don't remember younger ever seeing a skinless, boneless chicken on my plate.
Right.
It didn't happen. You had, I mean, your whoever cooked for you. Roasted a chicken, or
right.
You went to the restaurant and you got chicken.
Yep.
It had the skin on it, so you're creating something that never used to be. So I think that's a good topic.
Well, the skin is an insulator, and it there's fat between the muscle, the chicken breast, and the skin that keeps moisture in there, and it just is. It needs to be there to baste, because if you cook the chicken till it's done, pretty much the fat has been rendered off and it ended up in a pan below or into your grill or wherever it ended up. But when you don't have that on there, it's really hard to keep them moist when you're cooking them, and you end up with what Conrad just said, is my chicken's always dry and chewy.
So you're saying that your wife does chicken breast mostly, if she does anything. So I'm guessing she buys the bag of frozen chicken breasts like a lot of people do.
Sure.
And they're skinless, boneless.
Right.
That's a recipe for disaster.
Right.
You know,
I
those
would agree.
Things, for one, they're frozen. So you've already dehydrated them a bit.
Yep.
I mean, you know, what you could do or a favor is pull them out in advance, like a day early, and marinate them for her. And then she might produce something that, you know,
a little juicier.
You can swallow. Instead of having to wash it down with a beer.
So you could do a brine on those too, and the difference between a marinade and a brine is salt.
You know,
and that salty water will penetrate the piece of meat and bring moisture into it. Be careful not to use too much salt. Look it up, a brine on there, but like a cup of salt and a gallon of water is a lot of salt.
Well,
so you don't want that much.
I consider the real difference between a marinade and a brine to be the brine is typically just water, salt, sugar,
right?
Whereas a marinade, you always have all sorts of other things in there to bring a profile. And a brine's just going to hydrate it. So Jop's absolutely right. Even a brine would be okay, but she's probably wanting to put a profile of some sort on it anyway.
The thing is she likes her chicken well done. She likes everything well done.
She's afraid to poison herself or you.
Or the kids.
Yeah.
So I totally get it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And you're not going to die if it's not fully cooked. You're going to get a little bit of a gut ache maybe. But
right.
You don't. If you're, buy her a thermopen. Does she have a thermopen?
No, she does not.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll have to get her one. Let's hook up. That's the next gift.
Let's hook up Mrs. Conrad, right? Because that's just not right.
Yeah. Conrad, would you take it? Would you take it home to her if we gave it to you?
Would you sell it on the black market?
You know, we're running out of time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about
But I want to touch on the brine versus marinade.
Okay.
He's spot on. The marinades are better. You got to leave the chicken in there a little longer than you do in a brine because they're not as salty. But you can go to the grocery store anywhere and go like where there's barbecue sauce. There'll be a whole bunch of marinades,
too. Oh, my goodness.
Too.
You go to Sobeys, you can find 50 different marinades.
Right, yep. And look at them, read them, see what's in them because they're just there to put some flavor on.
Or you can go to thegrillingguys.com, go up to the search bar on the top right, and you can just punch in marinade. And you'll find a bunch of them.
Right.
We've done them for decades on this show.
Like that Mr. Yoshida stuff that I talked about in the earlier segments, that's a marinade.
I've never tried that. I've never had anybody even
wax
give
on,
me
wax
food.
Off.
Right, okay. Yes, exactly. Flavor on. But anyway, moving on.
Everything in our life, I need a balance.
Right.
Yeah. There we go, history.
Yeah.
That's Karate Kid right there.
Yeah. It never stops. It just never stops.
So
it's like an old married couple.
So
what it is.
So chicken breasts. I think what I love to do with them is skin on, bone on.
I would agree.
I think it just produces a better product, and I don't eat the chicken skin.
Right.
People tend to love it, but I'll cook them with the bone down first, and I'm going to marinate them a little bit. But I'm going to cook them bone down until they're almost to the point to where I'm afraid I've ruined them. You know, I'm going to get them as dark as I can because that bone side, bottom side is going to, that's going to be the part of the chicken that's going up against that bone that's going to be the hardest to penetrate the heat, right? So I want to get as much heat there as I can. Also, what happens then is my skin is on top, and as I'm cooking that breast on a medium to lower heat on the grill, direct heat, what happens is the skin, you said it's a wrap. It's not only a wrap, but it is coated with fat.
Yep.
And what you're doing is you're forcing that chicken fat to meld into the chicken. And if you want to do your wife a favor, start buying her chicken breasts with skin on, bringing them home, and she probably bakes them.
Yeah.
Yeah, let her bake them that way. And just coach her through it. Bone down.
Most awkward segment I've had on Bone the Grilling
down.
Guys right here talking about my wife's cooking. Shame on me. Shame on me.
Well, I don't want you choking on chicken.
Right. Oh. And and she doesn't listen. And so we're good.
No, no.
Yeah.
Most women with any grace and dignity don't.
Do you ever hear a Facebook boys? I'm busted.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Right. Yeah. She might do that.
I won't call you out.
Right. So chicken breast is good. Everybody, it's very, very popular, but it's not my favorite cut. I'm back to the thighs, right, because they're moist and they're almost indestructible, where the chicken breast, you can go from pretty good to dry in a hurry.
Except when you're at KFC.
Yeah.
Right. Then I want the breast.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they do. I can't identify most of the parts they serve.
Deep fry.
Anyway.
It's called deep fry.
There's another term for it.
They use a pressure cooker.
A term for that. It's deep frying under pressure. And I can't remember what they call those cookers right now, but that's what gives them that tenderness.
Yep.
It's deep frying, but it's in a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
And don't try it at home if you don't have one.
No.
Yeah, I don't know how they get their crispy on it then. They must run them through an oven after that part's done.
No, it's deep frying. It's high temperature, high pressure.
Okay.
And it's like seconds. You throw them in there and they're done in like 2 minutes.
Yep. Never worked in a KFC. Don't know how that process works.
No.
Yeah.
So there's a listener out there.
I do love the breasts.
Yep.
Okay.
I still fall for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't you love breasts?
Okay. We got
you
1 minute.
Met my wife.
We got 1 minute left, boys.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Back to the breasts.
Right.
So there's a little something I like to call chicken steak, which I throw on my catering menus.
Right.
And I take skinless, boneless thighs, and I think it's called titus or titus, or it's this Lebanese fattoush dressing.
Back to the breast.
Fattoush dressing that they sell at Costco. And I'll marinate those thighs in that, and then I'll grill them.
Yep.
And I used to call that chicken steak. I still do, and it's that marinade and grilling it, not smoking it, grilling it. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful, wonderful.
Yep, gives it a little crispy profile.
Oh, yeah. God, they're so good. My mouth's watering. Good.
Well, hey, you have been listening to The Grilling Guys.
Otherwise known as a train wreck.
I apologize for today's show.
I don't. I'm proud of it.
I know you are, and that's why I keep apologizing. One of us has to relate to the listener.
Well, you know? One of you has to relate to, you know, the boring guy.
All right, get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.